I'd like to sing some choruses for children. Some choruses that my mother taught me when I was just a small boy that had a real impact on my life and helped me to realize that I needed to be careful. I needed to be careful about what I said. I needed to be careful about what I looked at. I needed to be careful what I listened to. I needed to be careful what I did with my hands, where my feet led me, what my mind dwelt upon. I needed to be careful what I did. And that's what this little chorus is about. And it's a little chorus that any boy or girl can learn, and it would be a blessing to them if you'd like to teach it to them. Oh, be careful, little tongue, what you say. Oh, be careful, little tongue, what you say. There's a Father up above who is looking down in love. Oh, be careful, little tongue, what you say. Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see. Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see. There's a Father up above who is looking down in love. Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see. Oh, be careful, little ears, what you hear. Oh, be careful, little ears, what you hear. There's a Father up above who is looking down in love. Oh, be careful, little ears, what you hear. Oh, be careful, little hands, what you do. Oh, be careful, little hands, what you do. There's a Father up above who is looking down in love. Oh, be careful, little hands, what you do. Oh, be careful, little feet, where you go. Oh, be careful, little feet, where you go. There's a Father up above who is looking down in love. Oh, be careful, little feet, where you go. Oh, be careful, little mind, what you think. Oh, be careful, little mind, what you think. There's a Father up above who is looking down in love. Oh, be careful, little mind, what you think. Oh, be careful, little child, what you do. Oh, be careful, little child, what you do. There's a Father up above who is looking down in love. Oh, be careful, little child, what you do. We parents have a great responsibility given to us by Almighty God to teach our children about the Lord, to instruct them in the truth, to bring them up in the nurture and admonition and ways of the Lord. We parents have a tremendous impact upon the lives of our children, and God gives them to us, even as clay in the hand of the potter, to help mold, help shape, help form, help direct, help guide them, and lead them into the paths of righteousness. The Lord blessed me so richly with a couple of godly parents, parents that love the Lord, and my mom spent much time teaching and instructing me, much time praying for me, and my life and what influence it has had has been greatly because of a godly father and mother who loved me, who instructed me, who taught me, who were patient with me, and who blessed my life. And so, beloved, whoever you are that's listening to this little chorus today, remember that you can instruct and teach your children and bring them up God's way to be godly influence in this world rather than to bring heartache and grief and sorrow and regret into the lives of people upon whom they will have an influence. And how important it is that our children learn to put their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. There's a little booklet called The Wordless Book that my mother used in Sunday school that was a tool that the Holy Spirit used to open my young understanding to the truth. There was a gold page which represents heaven and the beauty of heaven. There was a black page which represented my sin and that which had separated me from God, and there was a red page that showed how much God loved me as a little boy, how that the Lord Jesus Christ had come down from heaven to go to an old rugged cross to pay the penalty for my sin, because He and He alone could pay that penalty. The wages of sin is death, eternal separation from God. But God so loved mankind, boys and girls, fathers and mothers, teenagers, that He gave His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to die on that old rugged cross of Calvary for you and for me. Jesus took my sin upon Himself, as 2 Corinthians 5:21 tells us, that God made Jesus to be sin for us, Jesus who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God through believing in Christ Jesus and accepting Him as our Savior. I didn't understand all about it, but as a boy of 5, as I knew that my heart was dirty, I knew that I was selfish, I knew that I wanted my way, I knew that I wanted what belonged to somebody else, that I was envious of what others had. I knew that I lied and deceived Mom and Dad, that I disobeyed them, that I did things they told me not to do. I knew that I was willful and that I needed forgiveness for the bad things that I had done. I didn't understand all about it, but I did believe that Jesus Christ had paid for my sin, that He had shed His life's blood, for I had heard the song, "What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus." And oh, I wanted my heart to be made pure and clean, and the Holy Spirit of God convicted me of my sin and opened my understanding to the extent that I knew I needed forgiveness for my sin, and that if I would ask the Lord Jesus to come into my heart, to come into my life, He would send the Holy Spirit into my spirit to do the work of salvation. Now, I didn't understand even all of that, but I did know that Jesus loved me and that He would come into my life if I'd ask Him to. And so, as a young boy, I went forward one Sunday morning. It was September the 7th, 1941. in Tabernacle Baptist Church in Crane, Texas, here in the United States of America. I stepped out from where I was seated, went forward to invite Jesus to come into my heart. And before I reached the preacher, the Lord Jesus had come in. The next page in the wordless book is a white page, and it represents what Jesus does with our sin, that He makes us pure and clean and holy within our spirit. And I knew before I reached the preacher at the front of that little auditorium that Jesus Christ had taken my sin away. I knew that He had cleansed me and made me pure and clean. I had that assurance as the Holy Spirit of God had moved into my spirit to do the work of salvation. And so I was born into the family of God, and I knew Jesus as my Savior. And so I began to learn these little choruses that Mother had already began to teach me, to put my faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Mark chapter 5, verse 36, we read, "As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, He saith unto the ruler of the synagogue, Be not afraid, only believe." Four times in the Word of God, we're told to live, the just shall live by faith. In Habakkuk in the Old Testament, chapter 2, verse 4b, we're told the just shall live by faith. In Romans 1:17b, the just shall live by faith. In Galatians 3:11c, now the just shall live by faith. In Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 38a, the just shall live by faith. And so I learned this little chorus. Faith is just believing what God says He will do. He will never fail us. His promises are true. If we but believe Him, His children we become. Faith is just believing the wondrous work is done. And that's what faith is, beloved. It's just believing what God says He will do. If we'll ask Him to come into our spirit, into our life, to forgive us for our sin, He'll hear that prayer. If we'll believe that Christ died for our sin, that He was buried, that He arose again from the grave, and that He lives today, which He does, beloved. I know He does. I talked to Him just a little while ago, and He heard my prayer. Oh, beloved, how wonderful to know Jesus as our Savior. So I trust you have put your faith in Him, have accepted Him. And if not, right now, if you'll just bow your head and tell the Lord that you believe that Christ died for your sin, that He was buried, that He arose from the grave, and you accept Him as your Savior to give you forgiveness and to make you His child, the Lord will hear that prayer, and He will send His Spirit into your spirit, just like He did into my spirit. You see, the Lord looks on the heart, not on the outward appearance. And so faith, beloved, is believing.
Faith is just believing what God says He will do. fail us. His promises are true. If we but believe Him, His children we become. Faith is just believing the wondrous work is done.
And there's that statement the Lord Jesus made there in Mark 5:36, be not afraid, only believe.
Only believe, only believe, all things are possible, only believe, only believe, only believe, all things are possible, only believe, trust and receive, trust and receive, all things are possible, trust and receive, trust and receive, trust and receive, all things are possible, trust and receive, only believe, only believe, all things are possible, only believe, only believe, only believe, all things are possible, only believe.
Yes, beloved, all things are possible if we'll walk by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. There's another little chorus that I want to share with you. And that little chorus that my mother taught me when we were riding down the road one time. I don't remember where we were going, but Dad was driving the car, and Mom taught me this little chorus.
Oh, He's done so much for me. Oh, He's done so much for me. If I should try throughout eternity, I could never, ever tell you all He's done for me. He died on Calvary's tree from sin to set my spirit free. If I should try throughout eternity, I could never, ever tell you all He's done for me.
And beloved, that's so true. Oh, the Lord has been so good to me along life's pathway. He's brought me through many different trials and tests and difficulties. He's given me a wonderful wife. He's blessed me with 4 godly children that love the Lord and serve Him. He's been so good. I have so much to praise Him for. and then the privilege of sharing Jesus with others. Oh, what a blessed privilege that is, that God included me in His plan and in His purpose. And you know what? He's done the same for you, beloved. God's no respecter of persons. He loves you just as much as He loves me. And He wants to work in your life in the same way He's worked in my life, if you'll only believe, if you'll only walk in obedience to Him, if you'll trust and obey Him. For there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. And so let me encourage you, beloved, to realize and to stop and count your blessings and consider how much the Lord has done for you.
Oh, oh, He's done so much for me. Oh, oh, He's done so much for me. If I should try throughout eternity, I could never, ever tell you all He's done for me.
Yes, beloved, walk by faith, trust in Him, let Him guide your path and direct your steps. Let Him be Lord in every area of your life. That's God's best, beloved. You'll never regret it. God bless you.